When I went through officer training school back in July of 2021, I thought at times that I wouldn't make it because it was an 8 week long. So the old program where priests, lawyers, doctors, and other professional went through for 5 weeks was no longer there. So I have to do the program with the rest of the officer candidates. And we were judged not on our professionalism alone, but also the physical endurance and the military knowledge as well. And for me as a priest, sometimes I found those things to be irrelevant for me, huh? And I kept asking myself, why do I have to go through all of this? But looking back, I was able to made it through all of that is because I have people there to encourage me, and also at the same time, there were days that I need to remind myself that I have to go through this even though I don't like it, so that I can serve the people that God had entrusted to me, the mission that I've been called to, and the stage of life that God had opened the door to. So even though I didn't like the whole process and the things that were asked of me from the military standpoint, I endured all of it so that I could serve the people and their family who are in need of much more than the physical endurance or the emotional or psychological well-being, because I'm being sent to care for their spirit, their soul, their eternal and final well-being. So, my brothers and sisters, today as we celebrate Easter, I would ask you to do the same. At times in life when we would not understand why we have to go through the trials, the suffering, the pains, or the things that we don't like, think of the purpose and the mission of why you and I are here. Not only to live our own life, but to also help those who are around us for the greater good of all. Not just our own personal, our own desire, or our own immediate good, but for the greater good of all. We're here to help each other to get to heaven. We're here at the church to walk with each other along the way. We're here because Christ Jesus have taught us what it's mean to love. Throughout Holy Thursday, Good Friday, and Easter, we're being told in a very real way. We heard from Christ Jesus himself of how much he really loves us when he instituted the Eucharist. And in a few moments, we will receive his very own body. This is my body. This is my blood given up for you. And he really meant it when he stretched out his arm on the cross to die for us. And not just any ordinary death, but a very slow and painful death. On Good Friday, I told you that the Roman loved the crucifixion because they want the criminals that they have deemed to be worse. The worst criminal in the whole Roman Empire to suffer slowly and to die slowly. So crucifixion was not an easy thing. It was a shameful and slow death meant to be used as an example so that other people will not stand or revoke or oppose the Roman Empire. Yet Jesus chose to endure all of that, to stretch out his arms on the cross, to die for us, to show that we're worth it, we're worth redeeming, we're worth saving, worth loving. So in the face of this world, in the trials of this life, may we too learn to dig deeper. Dig deeper. In the military sense, dig deeper would mean don't give up. But I'm asking you as a priest, don't give up, not just on the human level, not on the physical level or on the mental level, but dig deeper, dig down and find that motivation, that mission, that purpose that comes from knowing who you are in the eyes of God, dig deeper to find your rest in God. Dig deeper to find your self-worth in God. Dig deeper so that you and I can be grounded in God even when we have to go through the storms of life. My brothers and sisters, it's not every day where we will get to live as we want. There will be days where we have to survive. We have to endure. We have to persevere. In those days, dig deeper. Don't be afraid and lock ourselves behind closed doors, because we're afraid of getting hurt. Be willing to take some risk, and if we fail, learn from those mistakes and step up. Don't give up. Step up when times get tough. Face our fears. Face our trials. Don't lock behind closed doors. Face them. And help those who are around us too. I remember at OTS, there was the Commandant Challenge where we had to run with each other at the whole squadron. So at least 100 plus people were running together. And so they would put the slowest people up front. And of course, you know, I told you before that I'm not a fast runner. So I was being put almost up front, you know. And so the speed of the whole squadron, the speed of everybody running, was dependent on the people up front. We have to step up. We have to learn to carry the whole squadron. We have to dig deeper and find that motivation to run, even though we feel like we have nothing to give. On top of running with the Commandant Challenge at each of the stations where we went, there were other challenges that we have to do too. Sometimes it was jumping jack, sometimes it was push-up and sit-ups, and sometimes it was other hit high intensity and interval activities, And so it made me really tired. I started out well, but then with all the exercises on top of running, I felt like I couldn't do it anymore. But all of my teammate in the squadron, all the people around me were like, "Captain Tran, you can do it, sir. Don't give up. We're all behind you." Literally, they were all, many people were behind me. So I had to dig deeper and not give up. And in life too, my brothers and sisters, dig deeper when times get tough and look at other people around us. And at times, we need to be those people who encourage other people who want to give up. Help each other, especially the downtrodden, those who are losing hope, those who are in despair. And never, never give up, my brothers and sisters. We're here. We are the Easter people. We rejoice in Christ Jesus, for he has won the world. So therefore, don't give up. Dig deeper, dig within yourself and find that faith, that hope, that true charity that we love one another and be grounded in Christ Jesus and have faith even when life gets hard, when the storm is all dark and battering us down. So this is my Easter message for you. I pray that you and I will learn how to dig deeper when times get tough. And don't give up, even when we're being taken way outside of our comfort zone. And we're called to do the things that we don't like to do, the things that are hard, the things that are challenging. For we know that we, as children of God, as disciples of Christ Jesus, an instrument of the Holy Spirit, we're called to a higher purpose, a higher mission. A higher vocation, and we're here to help each other along the way and assist and walk with each other toward that final destiny, because we are children of God. disciple of Christ Jesus, an instrument of the Holy Spirit. This is not our final end. This is not the end. We will make it there one day. After all of the trials of this world, all the hardships of this world, everything that will try to take us down, don't give up. Dig deeper and focus on Christ, for heaven is our eternal homeland.